What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last.
Oh boy,
what's up?
Yes, indeed. The hair is back.
The hair is back.
No need to worry. Yeah, oh. The hair hasn't been here for a while. Been wearing the hats, you know?
Yeah, that's all good. Dave's not here right now. He's running a few minutes late, but he's going to jump on in a sec, so.
Yes, indeed. He's getting his titty twister, his weekly titty twister appointment. He's running a little bit late because I think he got a little too pleasurable. I think he might have released the seed. You know what I'm saying? Squirty McSquirter.
Well.
But yes. Well, so yeah, a lot of shit happened kind of seemingly Friday over the weekend.
Yeah.
The man on fire, right?
Yeah, that was weird.
His name was Maxwell Azzarello.
Azzarello.
Yeah.
That's fun to say. Azzarello.
Kinda. It's kind of like the Caramello, but like, you know, it has more of a flame retardant tinge to it.
That whole thing doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, it's like every now and then you see that there's someone who lights themselves on fire outside of a political event, whether it be a Supreme Court decision, Donald Trump's frickin', you know, lawsuit.
Yeah.
You know, but so it's like point? Every now and then. Well, I don't know. I mean, there's multiple angles on this. You could go the occult, like this is the start of the Beltane festival, you know, the festival of fire where you have to light somebody on fire. I don't know about that shit. Or it's just a political protest. I think it's called like SEM or self immolation or something like that. Or I'm probably butchering it, but.
So is it kind of like the same things as like people like dousing themselves in red paint or like gluing themselves to the road?
Yeah, more extreme though.
Yeah,
you
obviously
die.
More extreme.
Yeah,
well, he didn't die.
I mean, because it goes back to like
he didn't die right away.
Well, apparently not, because we got this juicy video that's floating around. It's going viral, and I have some questions about it. Oh, speaking of viral,
oh god,
someone just gave me AIDS. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, Dave's here, everybody.
Yeah,
but yeah, so like,
chair real quick.
There's a video. I guess I'll wait till Dave shows up so he knows what I'm talking about. But yeah, this guy, I know you guys kind of hinted on it on the call-in show.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because it didn't just happen on Friday before we did the call-in show.
Yeah, but like, people do this stupid stuff, you know? Like, they think that they're going to prove a point.
Yeah.
By lighting themselves on fire. And it does, yeah, I mean, we are talking about the guy.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
So,
But I mean, how much of it do you end up being like, yeah, this is a crazy fuck that's just trying to get attention for whatever the fuck he believes in?
Yeah, because honestly, it usually ends up that way.
Yeah,
but like now there's a viral video. I'm sure Dave has seen it because it's all over TikTok.
What's that?
But, the guy that set himself on fire.
A lot of people looking into his little thing that he left. You know,
his Substack.
That's what he was just saying.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Well, so pull up the video real quick, and then I want to see if you guys have watched this yet. And I do have some questions about this video. I'm not saying like this video is 100% accurate, but it's going viral right now. People have some questions and they're going, okay, head scratcher.
Okay. Do you just want me to play it?
Yes, indeedy.
Okay, this is a minute and 5 seconds.
Yep. You remember this guy who set himself in a blaze? Well, he passed away last night. Oh, and he was after these people. Oh, and by the way, he wrote this after he was set on a blaze and he was in the hospital. And then he ended up passing away that night. You know where his LinkedIn profile was this image? But it's not only them, there's several names. And he was the only plaintiff. And look at those defendants' names right there. And look at the filing date. And now here's his mugshot. Here's what he was charged with on that date after he filed this. And if you want to see those papers and what else he wrote, we'll go to that website. Because he wrote a lot of stuff, including stuff about the Titan sub. In his first writing, goes back to almost a year ago when this all started. So you tell me, who survived something like that just for enough time to write something, and then that night they passed away? Take care. God bless.
Okay. So right off the bat, my whole thing was, is like, how can you prove that he wrote that right after? Maybe it was just released right after.
Yeah, it could have just been burned. Like posted. It could have been scheduled to post up or something.
But then I also heard that people saw the guy right after he was burned and he still had hair, you know, and like that's, you know, sometimes that's common. I don't know. But he was doused.
He was fully engulfed.
I mean, I watched the video of him burning and there's no hair left. I'd be shocked if there was hair left.
Yeah, he was like,
I mean, not only was he burning, but the cops just sat there and watched him burn.
He was no longer moving.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And that's the thing is like, how would he still be alive? You know,
well, he could be, I could see him being alive, like, you know, temporarily.
To click a button?
No, he's not alive to send shit. If that's real, he sent it. You know, he had it set up at a time. Yeah,
it was posted just like you would schedule a video on YouTube. To schedule.
Yeah, I don't believe first because there was one person commenting like he's still tweeting right now, you know, and this is before they announced. I'm like, no, he's not. He's fucking burnt to a crisp. No, he's not. Yeah. And the doctors aren't going to be like, give him a second. Let him put out a tweet.
Oh, it's a miracle. He's still alive. What does he want to say? Write a Substack. You know what I mean?
Nah, dude.
Can you imagine, like, man, that plan got fooled. I can't even get into my phone. The fingerprint won't recognize. Damn it.
Exactly. Well, so people just listening on audio, what he was showing on that video was pictures of the Clintons.
Yeah.
And Obama. Making references.
And, like, and what's that fucking, yes. There was that Virgin Mobile guy.
Yeah, Virgin Islands fucking records.
Yeah. Well, he was making inferences that he was Clinton-sided. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, the Clintons offed him.
I don't think that was the case.
I don't know about that.
Why would it? Well, because, like, this guy didn't have a lot of pressure on them or on anybody from, you know, my point of view. He was just some random blow schmo writing on Substack.
Yeah.
So it's like, why would they go out of their way to off this guy? You know, like if the trails of crumbs could lead back to them, why would they take that risk?
He does look familiar, though.
Yeah.
I've seen him somewhere before.
He looks, those eyes look like he set himself on fire, though. You know what I'm saying? Like he has those burning me alive eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Did you watch the video, Dave, like listen to the Kings of Leon?
No.
Who set me on fire?
Oh, that makes perfect sense, though.
Yeah.
No, your sex is on fire. My body's on fire. I'm not saying what little bit I've looked into some of the things and videos of people talking about some of the articles he's written and stuff. Yeah, I mean, I think the guy has a mind that's like a lot of ours where he's looking into some of the bigger picture issues. I don't think it's, to me, it seems like he's they're making it out that he's going after the Clintons. I think he's going after all of them. I think he didn't like Trump either. He didn't like it, you know, so of course the right's going to only talk about the fact that he really doesn't like the Clintons, but he burned himself at a Trump, you know, trial situation, which makes sense because that's a lot of views.
He came out and said that Trump and Biden are on the same side, which I tend to agree with sometimes, but just it just depends on which road you go down.
Sure.
There was one more video, and it's on our bookmarks on Twitter, Chris, if you want to go there, but it's a short one. This one was the one that was going viral before he burned himself, and this was him saying, let's start a revolution and, like, fucking, like, you know, be violent.
Yeah.
Right?
Start a fucking revolution.
Look at those eyebrows.
Start a fucking revolution. Start a fucking revolution. You've got nothing to lose.
Yeah. So it's like, I definitely don't want to ever hang out with this guy. You know, like, he looks like a bummer.
Dude, it's one of those things that, like, I'm sad for him. I honestly am sad for him because, like, nobody should light themselves on fire. Like, protesting or not, that just shouldn't, like, you should never feel like that's the only way that you can get your message across, you know? So that's sad that he felt like, and I don't believe that he was killed. I think there's enough people that seen him out there and he kind of threw papers in the air and was yelling about something before he, you know, he ignited himself. So I'm not, you know, it's not like there was some booby trap fucking, you know, Saw movie fucking shit where, you know, he says the right thing and the fucking gasoline pours on him and lights him on fire. Like, he killed himself.
hit the booby trap?
Yeah. The booty trap.
Booty.
I feel bad for him, man, because unfortunately, you know, with, like, a lot of the topics that we've discussed in the past and a lot of topics that people are discussing right now, you can get down a path that's very dark. You know what I'm saying? Like, where you feel like everything's hopeless.
Black pill, dude.
And it's sad when people go, because here's the thing. We know there's a lot of problems, and what he's looking at, I think, are probably, a lot of them are accurate. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the accusations he's talked about are probably accurate, but we still have lives and shit. Like, I know that it's, you know, we need to change things and we need to have things get better, but we should all have other things that we're happy around. You know what I mean? Like, regardless of what the government's doing, I'm happy that I have a family and friends and kids.
Exactly. Dude.
And, like, so it gets to the point where these people are they become such reclusive loners, and it gets in their head, and it's scary when that happens.
Well, it's like, yes, we can all acknowledge that we live in the Matrix, right? So everything, well, to the most part, is pre-planned by billionaires, millionaires, whoever the fuck, right? You know? And so it's like, okay, but what can you do to make your life better locally? You know, like what you were saying, like, with your family, sports.
Yeah.
You know, like, my son is, like, my whole family's in fucking sports right now. Yeah. And it's nice seeing all these people because, like, you know, you get, like, the sports dads and the sports families. You know, you get to see them all over again. And just, you have all these, the community, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this guy clearly had nobody.
It seems that way. It sure seems that way, right?
Well, we don't know that.
Well, I'm just assuming, because all I'm saying is like, you know, even when things seem so dark and shitty, you know what I'm saying? Like, we still have things that make us happy. And, like, to see somebody that gets in such a rut because of this, I mean, clearly this whole thing took over his life. You know what I'm saying? And in order for that to happen, how can you have other things? Like, how could you? Right? Like, if you really had, like, a family, kids, or close friends that were always around you, or, like, hobbies that you partook in. Like, how could you let that get so depressing that it screw everything else? I'm going to burn myself alive. Like, think how insane that is, man.
And it's not just, like, suicide. This is, like, public protest, and, I mean, everybody watches you die.
No, this is not a quick gunshot to the head, man. This is, like, a fucking burn to a crisp and then not really die yet. You just got to wait around for another 8 hours. You know what I'm saying? Like, how fucking that's a tremendous amount of pain that guy went through. You know what I'm saying? And for what? You know,
attention on whatever he was trying to do.
But the shit thing is like, you know, 20 years ago, maybe, you know, but like
what do you mean 20 years ago?
News cycles right now, like, this poor dude did this, and in 2 weeks, you'll probably never hear his name again. You'll probably never see his shit again.
Probably not.
And so, like,
he's on a list, though. Wikipedia made a list of people who've burned themselves alive. Okay, I've looked at it. And
true.
Now he's at the bottom.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It's sad. It's sad to me. You know?
But that's what I think what we're trying to say, Chris, is like, this was his life. You could tell because he was willing to end his life in such a dramatic way and prove to the world that like this was what he stood for. You know what I mean? Like not well, his family, what, like, not his friends.
I don't know. This is a really fucked up way.
Oh no.
Okay.
Oh no.
Go ahead and say it, dude. Say it.
He lived out his fucking dream then.
He did.
I mean, that's the, could you go out in a better way than do exactly what you want to do?
I mean,
he went out
to each their own, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, if that's, I mean, just because he killed himself doesn't, I don't know that he was a sad human being.
I'm going to say,
just because you think of him as being a sad human being doesn't mean he was.
I mean, listen, I know. Wait, that, so I like the possibility. Was he gay?
Because if he was gay, I'm going to be so pissed because people are going to be calling him a flamer, dude.
No,
that is just prejudice. That is just fucking straight up prejudice against gays.
I don't know what his mental, emotional, or life situation was. So I'm not going to say that he was a sad human being.
Dude, I'm gonna say it because
because he's not living a life and has a family and all that shit, that doesn't make you sad.
No, I think you're missing the point, man. No, it does not. But like, if you look at all the things that this guy was into, like, I would say that's a sad situation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't even say, like, when you say he went out the way he wanted to, I bet you $1 million that man didn't want to ever go out burning alive. He felt like by doing it that way, he would get the most attention possible.
Mm-hmm. Think about it, dude.
Tell me a person that says, like, man, when I go out, I want to burn alive and then live for a while. You know what I'm saying? And like, just be. Yeah.
Well, he probably didn't intend on living.
It doesn't matter. Well, dude, that's still a long process of death, dude.
Yeah, I visited his Substack. I didn't click on any of the articles yet, but I wouldn't have done that if he hadn't burned himself alive. You know what I mean?
True.
So it's like, how many eyeballs are now on his Substack?
Yeah, now on his work that he did.
Yeah, but I here's my thing. Here's where I like would go. Yes, maybe he wanted to end it in protest, but here's how I think. If you're already willing to do that, that means that you are willing to die for your cause, right? Your beliefs, right? So here's my question to you. If you had all this really great information, okay, that you have written all these articles, you've researched, he called himself a researcher, okay? He has tons of information.
Yeah.
If you're not afraid to die, then why not go public with it? Why not try to get on every show you can? Why not try to like talk the world about it, post it all the time, make people like start to feel pressure? And then that whole scenario where, you know how they say the Clintons killed them all? Well, if they did end up killing you, you would be looked at much more like. We're still talking about people that were supposedly killed by the Clintons. This guy will not be talked about in two weeks. That's what I'm trying to say.
He came out with a book. He went on Fox News about the secret meeting at the tarmac, right? Where Bill Clinton met Loretta Lynch. And he wrote a book about the whole thing, went on Fox News saying, like, I've received death threats because of this.
Yep.
And then he ended up getting killed. You know what I mean?
True. But people talk about it.
Yeah.
And so my point is if you're not afraid to die for what you believe, which that seems to be the case, right? I can make that assumption. He clearly was willing to die for this, right? Why not actually put your shit out there and get off of Reddit or whatever you're on, Substack or any of this other shit? Start making videos, having people see it, talk to shows. And then if you get some heat, then you have more ammo to get your point across, right? Because we all are aware that people that talk about these things that have threats against them, maybe they're onto something. So I just feel like it would have been more believable. Maybe that's what he thought at the time. But I'm just saying, like, in hindsight, if he would have got taken out, he would have expected it, right? Because he clearly didn't care.
Yeah.
And we would have been talking about it in kind of a different light. We wouldn't talk about a sad story. We'd been like, this guy was murdered for talking about
that's
the truth.
That's what makes me think that there's more to the story.
A little bit.
He might have done it for like a ritualistic type of purpose. You know what I mean? Like there's something deeper why he would have done this. It's
or
not
he's
just like
just sick. You know what I'm saying?
Mentally
like,
ill.
Like, you, like in order to, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, he doesn't seem stable. Like, I don't know if you would agree with that, but I'm just saying he does not seem like a stable human being.
No, I'm just playing the other side right now.
I know you are. I know, but I'm just saying, I don't think he seems like a stable human being.
No, I don't think you lighting yourself on fire in the middle of New York, you're stable at all.
You can't be.
But I mean, I don't know. I don't know if he was crazy. I don't know. Like, I haven't gone through and read any of his shit.
Yeah.
Obviously. So I don't know what is in there and what he supposedly has dug up. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, clearly he is either crazy or he felt passionate enough about what he was doing that it was real, at least real to him, enough to do what he did.
Well, it's getting eyeballs on his work. So
that's true.
In some aspects, I mean, in some aspects,
we'll see if somebody jumps on it and runs with it.
That's the big thing. Is it going to get the right eyeballs on it? You know what I'm saying? And we've had really good information coming from really good sources in the past, whether it's through COVID or any of the other situations, right? Or the Epstein Island stuff. And we've seen like major discussions, even with UFOs in the Senate and shit, right? And it just ceases to exist after that, you know, after the press hearing or after the Senate hearing.
Yeah.
No one talks about it. And so what I'm glad you brought that up, dude. What's up?
Because I actually brought an article about Carrie Lake's election fraud case.
Oh, okay.
And it's sizzled out.
Sure.
It's completely gone.
Sure.
It is gone, gone, gone. The Supreme Court ruled against her.
Okay.
Saying, hey, look, you know, and we don't have to go through this article or anything, but it's well, like, I brought it up.
I think they just dismissed the whole thing. They didn't even really go into it, did they? Or was that something else?
Well, scroll down. So you can, if you want, scroll down, and then they have a clip from another, there we go.
It's dismissed the Arizona election integrity case without comment.
Yeah.
Including placing of the master cryptographic keys on the selection database in plain text, blah, 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 blah. So there was apparently a God key detected in the voting machine code, but I mean, they just, that's what I'm saying is like people have this hopium that like the Supreme Court will turn everything around. I don't know if it will, dude.
Yeah, but see, that's like this is going back to when we were talking about this from the very beginning. The issue is not that like she doesn't have some compelling information or that there's not the eye test doesn't meet. I think a lot of people can look at it and say something was wrong. The problem is, and what we have discussed in the past was you have to prove that. And like proving it is not as easy as just believing it or seeing a couple weird things. It has to be a grander scale. And we've said that the whole time. Like, it's going to be very hard to prove this shit, especially when it's a government.
It has to be without a doubt.
Without a doubt. And when it's government coordinated, how you don't think that they're jumping through hoops to, like, make sure that they're hiding their little tracks that, you know, they are. And so, like, this is a not an unbeatable battle, but it's very hard to win. And we clearly see it. I don't believe this is a Supreme Court not doing their job. The job is that they need to look at the evidence and they need to say there's something here or there's not. Or we can't say, and I think that's what it is, man, if you want my honest opinion.
Well, the way that they worded that is that they dismissed it without comment.
Yeah.
Like, they just were just like, eh, it's done.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks. I don't want this to be the case, but I can understand why. I don't know. We've talked about her in nauseam in the past, especially, and, like, there's some real interesting shit. But, like, that is a real hard case to prove, man. That conspiracy is such a large amount of people. And such a huge thing that you better have some like smoking gun. And I don't know that she ever had that, you know, double barrel smoker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, and there seems to be a lot of people with the feeling that the election was rigged, but they don't know how it was rigged.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like if you ask them, was the election rigged? And they go, yes, yes. You go, okay, well, how did they do it? No one has a straightforward answer. You
know
what I mean?
Like, it's because it's like Dave was just saying it. Thus far, there isn't one thing that they did that was like, oh, this did it.
Well, there's
it's always been like there's 15 different fucking things that were happening at the same time.
I think like Ban says, was it the U.S. Supreme Court or the Arizona Supreme Court?
It was the Supreme Court of the United States.
Okay.
So.
I think I think when you look at the ballot drops, when people are dumping like 50 fucking ballots in a thing, I think that kind of shit tells you that something's going on. The problem is collecting all the information to prove that this is happening, you know, nationwide. You know what I'm saying? Like how many, cause like you can be like, yeah, that one person definitely should go to jail. Like I'm thinking of this way, like that person that dropped those should probably go to jail. Cause that's fraud. But like, how do you prove that that's a coordinated effort by the Democratic Party, for example, or the Republicans, for example. And so I'm not saying I believe wholeheartedly that there was fraud. I believe that. And I think you guys believe that. But we've said it all along. It's going to be so hard to prove this case.
Well, I think it's fraud by 1,000 cuts.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Man.
Like they have so many different ways to do everything and so many different loopholes. And like the Crowder bit where they basically just went to an address and it was like a corner of an intersection.
Yep.
Right, it wasn't even a residence home.
Yeah, just
and
a
so
blank lot.
That's one paper cut right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then the mail drops. That's another paper cut. Listen, I we were talking about, I don't know if we were talking about it on the last call-in show, but somebody said Carrie Lake should be the VP. I said the same I don't know about that either, but I said the same thing. I respect her for putting up this fight because she's really trying to do that. And I think it's an honorable thing to do, especially if, you know, she believes in the Constitution and she believes that we have the right to vote and our vote should count. I believe that she's a good person for that. Now, her other things, you know, I'm not crazy about a lot of it, but I don't think she'd be a great VP, but I definitely commend her for going, you know, making this her fight. Because in history, down the road, she may not do much as whatever position she is, or even if she ever is a VP, but people will remember her for this. You know what I'm saying? And that's at least history in some aspect, you know? So good for her, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like she's fake, dude. Like, that's my instant kind of gut feeling off of Carrie Lake is like, she used to be a broadcaster, you know, she still talks like that. And she's like, I want everybody to feel welcome. It's almost like the Vivek thing. Like, it's just, it's too, I don't know.
She's just like a professional talker.
I don't know. See, well, like,
I get that there's people who are professional talkers, but she just doesn't seem, I don't know. There's something.
I'll say this. Like, I'm not going to jump the, you know, and say that she's fake or like, that's a hard thing because I've met people locally, right? That you talk to and you're just like, man, this person's fucking odd. They're just odd people that have odd personalities. Yeah. But you're right in the sense that, like, I don't think it's a terrible thing, but when you get power or you're on TV more or people are watching you more, like, that might change people. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah, dude. You know, you want to be prepared.
Yeah. So, sure. I mean, like, I don't, like I said, I'm with you on, like, I don't know how much I like her as a whole. Or I should say, I don't know how much I would ever put any vote for her. You know what I'm saying? Other than what she's doing, I guess. But it's not for me. It's not for me, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about
respect.
One thing I had wanted to bring up too was I just saw this that there was a data plant that exploded.
I
did you guys see this shit?
Yeah. The 2-alarm fire at a data center.
Yeah.
Was that in Texas?
No, that was in like I bookmarked it. I can send it to you. I think I have it. Man, I you know, stuff on my app. You can just look it up, man. It was like Virginia. Uh-oh.
It so data center blows up.
Yeah. Well, there was a large fire and here's the thing that I thought was weird about it. Like, and there was a lot of smoke and shit. They claimed that there was a broken gas line.
Mm.
You're just not going to find it. God dang it. How do you get the bookmarks on your cell phone?
Electrical explosion.
Oh, here. Okay. I think I bookmarked it.
Pretty good size, man.
There's a couple of them.
Yeah, man. It's Sterling, Virginia. The reason I thought it was kind of weird, just you know, if you're thinking of like timing, I guess you want to be coincidental. Here it is. So go ahead and show this. At this time, numerous firefighters, law enforcement officers, other authorities are on the scene of Sterling, Virginia, battling a massive fire that broke out at a data center. that's weird, man. Warehouse after a gas line was possibly ruptured. See, it says gas line on this one. Heavy plumes of black smoke can be seen miles away from the fire's location. At this time, there's no threat to the public. The hazmat crews have been requested to the scene.
It's a data center's on fire, son.
Oh, there it is.
Holy crap.
Pretty good size fire.
Holy schmoly.
That's a lot of data going up in smoke.
You know, look at that data. I didn't know data burned like that.
Yeah, man.
Dang.
So here's the thing that I think is weird. Is I don't know if you guys actually finished watching the Tucker Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I did.
It was great. But he said in that numerous times, like, why don't we bomb these data centers? Like, we should be bombing data centers. Like, they're the threat to all of America's these data centers. And then this popped up, and
Tucker
I was like,
said that?
Yeah, Tucker said that. He was talking about bombing people and bombing places, and he's like, you know, and they were talking about AI, and he's like, you know, phones and whatnot, and he was just like, I don't know why we don't bomb data. Like, I'm not, you know, trying to be weird about it. You know, Tucker's weird way of doing it, but. He's like, that's like the real threat. Like, they have all this information.
That just came out Friday, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. He said we should bomb data centers, or people should bomb data centers.
Yeah, if you're wanting to, like, take the threats out, he said data centers is where.
Can you look it up and see if you can find the clip? This, like, Tucker Carlson says to bomb data centers. Like, I just want to, like, I don't want people thinking that I'm taking it out of context. And maybe I am a little bit, like, you know, paraphrasing and stuff, but. I'm pretty sure that's exactly how I said it, if I'm not mistaken. You watched it. But then you see this data center.
I think, like, I just got it, dude. I just
did you?
It. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
On
there it is.
Twitter.
Yeah, moral obligation.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, here we go.
I mean, and it might, we might get a copyright for this, but whatever. Go ahead.
Ted Kaczynski was likely right, will get away from us. We will be controlled by the thing that we made. All those are bad. Like, that's just bad. And we need to say unequivocally, it's bad. It's bad to be controlled by machines.
Right.
Machines are helpmates. Like, we created them to help us, to make our lives better, not to take orders from them. So I don't know why we're not having any of these conversations right now. We're just acting as if this is like some kind of virus, like COVID, that just spreads across the world inexorably. Yeah, like there's nothing we can do about it. Just wait to get it. It's like, no. If we agree that the outcome is bad, which, and specifically it's bad for people, we should care what's good for people. That's all we should care about. Is it good for people or not? If it's bad for people, then we should strangle it in its crib right now.
Right.
And why just blow up the data centers? Like, I don't, and why is that hard? If it's actually going to become what you just described, which is a threat to people, humanity, life, then we have a moral obligation to murder it immediately. And since it's not alive, yes, we don't need to feel bad about that.
Yeah, I remember this clip, dude. Yes, because I was thinking, like, strangle it in the crib is such a vivid way of putting it.
Oh, that is a great way of putting it. Because, like, you feel like, you know, the whole, remember the old thing, like, would you kill Hitler, maybe Adolf Hitler,
yeah,
as a baby?
He used that in the show, yeah.
But it's pretty interesting. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that fires don't happen. We've seen many meat plants and egg plants and
dude,
food processing.
Very convenient, though.
Is it not convenient?
I mean, that's,
we have a moral obligation to end this, like, to suffocate this thing out.
Well, if it's a threat, like they were talking. He says we have a moral obligation.
I guarantee there's going to be articles blaming Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson for this data center thing.
For sure.
Man. I wouldn't be surprised if they blew this data center up just to get them in trouble.
That wouldn't be surprising either.
Right?
Yeah, it wouldn't be surprising either. And those data centers are creepy, bro. Have you ever seen data centers?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, watch Mr. Robot. You'll see the data centers. Oh.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, like, have you ever driven by one? It's a weird thing to drive by, because you know that what they are, like, you can tell what they are. So there's actually one in Dallas. I think you even talked about on the show, possibly. It's like one of them talked about on the show, but there's a data center right by the airport in Dallas. So I was staying actually really close to the airport. You drive by and it's this large, tall building with like no windows. And it's got like one door that goes inside. And that's a collection center, like a data collection center. And they're weird looking because there's like no windows. It's
just
like
ominous fucking building.
It's not just like a box. There's like this, these things that run all the way up and down the building, and there's slats in between so you can kind of like see in, but it's like, it's not a normal looking building. And like when you drive by it, you're like, oh yeah, that's definitely a data center. Like you can just tell that it is. And they're creepy.
Looks like the mothership almost.
It's like some shit you see off Stranger Things or something. You know? It's like some fucking you know, ominous fucking weird building, you know.
But honestly, he's not wrong. Like if AI and all this spying and all this and phones and the internet is so detrimental to human progression and human health, why are we fucking doing it?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell anybody to blow anything up.
I'm not telling anybody to either.
No, I know you're not. I know you're not. I'm just saying this out of precaution. We're not condoning people blowing shit up. But why is data centers not attacked more? Yeah.
Yeah. Tucker Carlson's, he's like heavy against automated things. Sure. Like,
oh, yeah.
He doesn't want automation to take over trucks, which I think it's going to happen.
Eventually.
You know what I mean? Yeah. If you look at what's going on in California, the price of a burger is what? $10 now or some shit because of the minimum wage increase that they just had. So all of these McDonald's employees are going to be fired and be replaced by automation.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's a matter of time.
Yeah.
And then you have Elon Musk openly calling for UBI. Right. And like, it makes sense that we're going down that road, but Tucker Carlson disagrees with all that shit. He's like, we have truckers. Yeah. Let's keep truckers.
Yeah, I think most people do to an extent. Like, I think that's the shitty part is the weird black and white to it, right? Like, I think most people want change. And, like, I don't mean radical change. I mean, most people are excited about new technology and the idea of those things being helpful to society in some way. But I don't think anybody wants to see a world ran by, you know, robots where we do nothing. Like, and that's what Tucker said in that clip. He said, they're supposed to be there to help. They're helpers. You know what I mean? Like the whole, the Jetsons, you know, you have your house and you still work, but the robot's there cleaning your home and shit. And it's doing your dishes, you know, like helpful things, you know, vacuuming your carpet, little fucking Roombas. You know what I mean? Like that shit's helpful. It's a robot kind of, you know, and it's fucking vacuuming for you. We don't want it to go to work for us. You know what I'm saying? We don't want it to, create everything, and you go to a store, and it's all you talking to is a robot. You know,
Or everything you buy is only made by robots.
No,
nothing has any kind of human development to it.
You saw that Tesla bots are creating Tesla bots, right? They're actually the robots are creating themselves.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah, that's like fucking sci-fi shit right there. So
it's crazy, man.
Yeah, that's not good.
Anyways, that was a weird question.
I listened to Dave Smith too, and he kind of disagrees with Tucker Carlson. So it's kind of interesting to get that chasm there.
Mm-hmm.
And his argument is like AI is efficiency. It's kind of like a way to do something better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they talk about like reading through things. You know, Joe Rogan had a good example of using AI to do something to like describe something to you quicker, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but Dave Smith had this like a parable or like a simile of like, yes, you can hire 50 men to pour concrete or like to do something manually, like with like a parking lot, like they can create a parking lot for you, or you can bring in heavy machinery and get it done much faster with much less work.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's the efficiency that kind of drives productivity. And that's what he's thinking that AI is it's kind of drive productivity because you can do things so much more or so much faster.
Yeah.
And I agree. I if you look at like, you know, whether it's your work, Greg, or mine or Chris, like it doesn't matter what it is, really. Like you could look at different ways that AI could help make your job easier. You know what I'm saying? But that doesn't mean do it completely. It just means how can you use it as a tool for your job? And that's where people are freaked out is that it's not just a tool. It will be the job. You know what I'm saying? I think to Tucker's point, like we need to be able to be on top of it and have regulation for AI because the internet has some regulations, right? There's certain things that you can or can't do on it. And like, we just need to, because it's going to happen. It will absolutely happen.
Well, let me ask you this. So in the immediate forefront, when this happens, when the transition happens, it will hurt the workforce.
Yeah.
Right
initially,
away. Right.
Initially, yes.
But will it make our workforce smarter? Think about it. Because all of the menial jobs that you can get as like a teenager, you know, like flipping burgers, you know, filling up gas tanks, all this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those will be robots only. So if you want a job now, you have to have a skill set and you have to be valuable to the company. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So will it make the workforce smarter? Because they'll be forced to learn something to go work.
I see what you're saying. I don't know about that. You know, I feel like I'm sure we've all had the feeling where you're just like, I'm not going to beat this, so there's no point in trying. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know that a lot of people are video games all the time. Well, and how do you beat AI, man? You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, if it can recreate itself and learn new things and always develop, like, that's a lot to put on a human. We're humans, you know? But where I see it, I don't really, I hope that it doesn't go into, like, the robot realm. I think that's where it gets funky. When you have, like, robotic people at the registers and fucking, because in my opinion, the best outcome for AI, to me, if that's the route that we are guaranteed to go down, right? I'm just saying if it's a guarantee, the best route would be, you know, the goggle situation or the glasses situation where, you know, we all wear glasses, you know what I'm saying? And hear me out. I'm not saying that this is what I want. I'm saying this is the best outcome. We all these glasses that can feed us information immediately, right? So when you're doing a job and you're like, fuck, you know, like, oh God, I got to look the shit up. It's already there. You know what I'm saying? So you could literally do any job you want because all that learned, you know, learned stuff that you go to universities for is right at your fingertips. Now, like if you went to UW, right, or whatever college you went to, right? If you could have a computer that was constantly giving you the answers immediately, right? Okay, you're taking a test. Boom, got the answer. Boom. You're 100% on everything. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like what's the difference between memorizing that and just having it at your fingertip? There is none. Like you have that information, you can get it immediately. And if you're interested in that topic or you're interested in whatever it is that you do.
Yeah, that's true. Just because the AI is now the one with the information, that doesn't mean you're each person is still going to have their own path of information that they're privy to. Like, well, that's, I may Google things and look up things that Greg doesn't and vice versa.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, dude, to your point, Dave, there were kids at college that were so good at memorizing things that that's all it was. Like literally that's all education is.
It is.
They force you to read things and think about things and to memorize things.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what you're supposed to do is take your memories and kind of compare them to real world situations and be like, oh, from this that I learned about, I can do the same thing over here and apply the same kind of concepts, you know?
Yes. Absolutely. But like, it's not like what I'm fearful of is like the human AI integration, right? Like the chips, and I don't want to get into that topic, but what I'm saying is if you're saying that in the future, and if you're being realistic, right? Like we're talking about the extremes, man, everything's going to be robots. Everybody's going to be chipped. Yeah. All that. Like that's the extreme that is possible, but it's the extreme. What I would hope for is that it's the new phone. You know what I'm saying? The glasses thing to me seems like the most realistic and possible thing, right? That we have these sleek glasses, not these fucking big old fucking headsets, but we have these sleek glasses that, you know, has like an earbud thing that pops in your ear and it's not plugged into you. It's just everything is there. It's listening to what you're saying.
It wouldn't even have to be like, it could just be normal glasses.
Normal glasses, I'm talking about.
It'd look like either sunglasses or like normal reading glasses. But I'm saying except in your face, it'd be projecting something else.
Exactly. And it's just sleek and slim. And then like it's listening. I know that sounds terrible, but I'm saying it can like translate language immediately.
There is some apps. The new Samsung does that.
Samsung does it. Instantaneous translation, which is insane.
To any language.
Which is insane.
Dude, there was a video. So I did a whole Strange Sauna on V2K, voice to skull technology. Mm-hmm. And there was a kid, I think it was MIT, like something. He created this device. It's like a headset. And somebody asked him a question. And he would just think to himself, like he would ask himself the question in his head, in his mind, and this thing would read it and spit out the answer in his ear.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, okay, so the reporter was like, what's the population of India? And then this kid would just be like, 46,370,000. You know what I mean? Yeah. And the guy's like, oh my God, that's right. Yes.
Yeah.
My God. But,
that was like 15 years ago, bro.
Sure.
So,
and I saw a meme that was like, whatever happened to this kid? I'll try to find the clip of it.
Well, it's not even the kid, really. It's the technology, right? Yeah. So if that was 15 years ago, fuck.
They'll have it for sure. I want to point out something Ban said. He said, nope, Dave, it doesn't work that way. When finding a problem on a car, the book will not tell me the answer. I have to find the problem myself. Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of jobs is you're better off being experienced. That's never, I mean, the experience of dealing with something or like on a car, which I'm with you, man, the knocking sound that you hear, the ticking that you hear, like your brain immediately goes like, yeah, I know exactly what the fuck that is. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you go to it. That won't, like, AI is not going to really help you with that. You know what I'm saying? Now, it might immediately point at a part. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know that you know, your piston's fucked, or you got a fucking, you know, your camshaft is fucked up. And you're like, okay, I know what I got to do here. And your glasses are saying, hey, there's one at fucking O'Reilly's right now for $59.99, $109.99. This is the part number. Do you want us to order for you? Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not
saying. Don't they do that already, though?
Well, I'm just saying,
like, the device in.
If you had an AI system like that, you could describe, like, hey, I'm hearing this fucking knocking sound coming from the crank area, but it's kind of in the front. And you could describe what you're seeing, what you're saying, and then AI could scour everything and look up every diagnosis even possible.
Yeah,
and then you say, okay, we can narrow it down. This is probably what it is.
But see, to somebody like Ban, right, who is, this is his job. Yeah. Like, he wouldn't need that.
I know.
But the point is for people that are new in the industry, right? Like, they're learning on the job. They may not have the experience you have. Yep. I'm looking at my job. We're getting ready to we're in inventory week this week, you know? And so we have to look up all these numbers. How many product do I have in stock? Like, we need to make sure we have that right amount. I wish I had glasses that I could look at that pallet and be like, oh yeah, there's 48 on that pallet. You know what I'm saying?
There,
like,
you
it's
go.
Pre-programmed, see? And I can see just by looking at it, I'm like, oh, there's 48. This is the number of that product. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are things that absolutely would help, you know, just workers.
Oh yeah.
But people don't want to be taken over with it. I don't want to get fired because there's a computer that's going to do my job for me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, then you have to have somebody to fix the robot. If, like, one robot fails, does your whole, like, operation just cease? Like, you got to think about, like, what happens when the robot breaks down? Like, because then you got a real problem.
Well, that's
when I found that clip. I bookmarked it.
Which clip?
Of the MIT kid.
Oh.
So the headset's called Alter Ego, which is fucking odd in itself. Weird. But just watch this clip, dude. It's like 30 seconds.
Fuck, I don't remember this shit. That is an ugly ass headset, dude.
Yeah, that's weird.
You could have done better.
He silently asks the computer and then hears the answer through vibrations transmitted through his skull and into his inner ear.
What's the largest city in Bulgaria and what is the population?
The screen shows how long it takes the computer to read the words that he's saying to himself.
Sofia, 1.1 million?
That is correct. You just Googled.
I told you.
I did.
You could be an expert in any subject.
Mm-hmm.
You have the entire internet in your head.
That's the idea.
He silently asked the computer. And
so, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, where, I mean, where's that other cord that going down into a shirt do?
I think it goes into his uvula. No, I don't know.
Dude, somewhere. Listen, I
it goes into his right into his dick.
So I mean,
that's where he can walk.
Right
have
up the dick hole.
He can have like the true porn vibration in his
that's
head.
True, dude.
Whoa, now we're talking VR sex, dude.
Yeah, dude, I don't think this is, I mean, you know, whether you like it, you hate it, it doesn't matter. Like, this is going to be the future at some point.
Oh, yeah.
In some aspect, this will be the future. And, and it's very easy to argue for both sides. And you know, technology, it's the same thing with, like, the chip thing with the guy. You know, we had that discussion, that dude's, you know, controlling the thing. Mm-hmm. And, like, there are always two sides. Now, if the world takes it over and the government's running it, like, we're fucked. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a dangerous thing. But if you're looking at it from a personal level, again, like, I think if you have an ailment where, you know, you can't do things that you normally do, no one would not want that. I honestly believe that. Like, I'm not, well,
for sure.
Some people are going to say I would never do it, but
I never know.
I've seen people that are absolutely, you know, unable
bedridden.
To do bedridden, miserable. You know, because it's sad, bro. It's miserable. And like, if they had the opportunity to walk or speak, when they haven't been able to speak for a long time or move.
But my whole thing is, like, what's the point of tests anymore, right? Like, why? Because memorizing is part of taking a test. Like, how much can you memorize and then you take a test on it? Because I saw there was like a 5-second TikTok and then it just said, like, this kid mastered AI or something. And he was taking a test in class. Took a screenshot of the question, put it into ChatGPT. ChatGPT gave him the answer, and then he just clicked it and moved on. Yeah. Next one, screenshot, ChatGPT.
Yeah.
So it was reading what he took the screenshot of, And like, because it's a multiple choice, right? And so it was like, okay, yeah, this is C, this one's A, this one's D. Yeah.
The problem is like, you know, like in normal, like right now, especially like you can do that. But then when in real world circumstances, when
you somebody, don't know what the fuck you're
yeah,
doing.
Some customer comes up or somebody comes up and says, hey, man, like, what do I do here? What's this product or blah, blah, blah. And you're just like, oh, fuck, I have no idea. You know, you have no clue because you don't really know it. Now,
that's
if you
why
had glasses,
you need that AI thing. Yeah.
If you had glasses and that was part of your fixture now, clothing, if you will, you would always have the answer.
Yeah, at that point, you wouldn't even need to ask it yourself. It could just hear the person asking you.
And, just,
and it would just pop up. And you could just
You would never have a customer asking any questions,
right?
Yeah,
you could just choose your information.
Dude, I carry an LRT with me all day long at my work. And I scan products, and it gives me all the information I need to know about it, right? The price, how many we have in stock, when the next order is coming in. Like, I use it all day. You know, it's part of my everyday thing. And, like, there's no difference to me with that or a pair of glasses. That's what I'm trying to say. I utilize that tool and I need to look shit up. Hey, a customer comes up, man, you don't have any fish like on the shelf. Like when are you getting your swai in, you know? It's like, let me find out.
And then the glasses go, no fish on shelf. Or this good
yeah. You have 20 in stock and you go, I got some in the back, bro. I'll get you some right away. Like, I'm just saying it's not that.
He always has the porn on the left though. He's like, I'm going to swipe left just for a little bit. All right. Giggity giggity. All right.
I was going to tell you guys, I watched this interesting movie with my wife the other night. It's like from 2022. So it's a couple years old. It's called Little Fish. Have you heard of this movie?
Little Fish.
Have you heard
of
it?
I don't think so.
It's pretty fucking
I've heard
cool,
of Big dude. Fish.
So I found this dude who was talking about movies that he'll never watch again. Okay.
Oh boy.
So it was like a one and done. And this one popped in.
Because they were good or bad?
Mostly because they're good, or some of them were not
like,
you know,
long
gory. I've seen enough of it, and 21. I don't want to see it again. But this was in the list of things that said. Yes, and he said, you know, this movie was like, you know, kind of a tearjerker, and he's like, it's just so depressing and sad. I don't want to watch it again, right? So I was like, I figured, you know, if it's a romantic movie, it's sad. Like, it'd be a good movie for me and my wife. So we put it on, found it. It's on Hulu. It's way fucking cooler than I thought it would be. It's a little okay.
Thought it was gonna be lame as fuck.
I didn't know what to expect.
The list told me to watch it,
but
so
this,
I gotta watch it.
This movie is about a virus that's, you know, hitting the public, and this virus that's going around.
Dude, this came out in 2020.
Oh, is it 2020? Okay, there you go. It's this virus is a virus that's going around that erases your memory. And so when you know, the movie is around this couple and it's talking about their, you know, evolution of their marriage or they're married, but how they met, you know, and so forth and so forth. But they talk a lot about people like this virus called like NIT or something. But what it does, it can be immediate, where you just immediately forget everything, or it can be a slow process and there's no cure for it. And it's not like nobody's wearing masks and shit. It just like, it happens for some reason. And so what they talk about is kind of like, you know, it started off like, yeah, people were forgetting things, but then like the plane started falling out of the sky because the pilot mid-air
forgot how to fly.
The plane would just crash on a bus and like the bus driver would just stop and just get off the bus and walk away. They just had no recollection of what was happening, but the movie's around this couple and they're in love and they're like, they're great. You know, as far as like acting, like the chemistry is really good. It's really well done. But it's, you know, it's about, you know, the husband is starting to go down this path and the fight for them trying to figure out like what they have to do. There's some, you know, there's some twists that I will not talk about, but I'm just saying it's like, it was sad. It was heartbreaking, actually, because I was thinking after the show, I was like, you know, COVID, you know, some people died from COVID. You know, I don't think the numbers are accurate, but I think some people died. And that was scary to some people, especially in the beginning. But
they made it scary.
Can you imagine, like, having this thing go around that, like, you literally lose your memory? You can't remember your wedding day. You can't remember. You wake up one day and you look at your wife and you don't even know who that is. And these people were like, they had this thing like where they were talking about like tattoo shops were like 80% off memory tattoos. So what people were doing is they would go and tattoo
like life experiences
on themselves, like their wife's name. They were in a band, you know, like there's a band, the bass player was one of the guys that got it first. And he tattooed like the cords on his arm because he couldn't finish the record. He wanted to finish his record before he lost all his memory. So he tattooed it so he could play it and perform it still. But he, there was a situation where that a different married couple, you know, they called his friends over and he was freaking the fuck out. The dude was, and he had a knife and he was trying to kill his wife because, you know, he was in his room came in the room and he thought she was a stranger and tried, you know, he was just like, I don't know who the fuck. And the guy's like, just look at your chest. And he pulled his chest down and had a tattoo of her name. And he just was like, I can't take it. It was like, holy fuck, man.
See, that's where I would probably do different because anyone could have that name.
Yeah, but
I'd probably tattoo people's faces.
Yeah, see, sure, that's my name. Some it's people, on your chest. Yeah,
there's certain. I mean, I'm not gonna. I don't.
But what happens if the tattoo artist loses his memory in the middle of your tattoo?
Yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah, and you just have a line go down to your belly button. You know what I mean?
But there's also like testing and like there was a trial thing that they were doing that people were trying to and chaos. Like everybody knew that there was this possible outcome and like it turns into chaos because
so Danielson said like 50 first dates kind of like the Drew Barrymore or Adam Sandler movie.
Not really.
Except hers was a head injury, wasn't it?
Yeah, not really like that. It was the way that it was done was I'm a little surprised I've never heard of this. It's a British movie. I think actors are British and shit, but it's done.
Yeah, on Rotten Tomatoes, I mean, you know, like the certified fresh, like the Raiders, they gave it a 91, but the audience.
Yeah, I just seen that too.
You guys want to guess what it is?
I seen
it. Well, Chris, you already got it. What do you think it was, Dave?
I see it right now, dude.
Oh, shit. Okay.
90.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it's 90. Not very often where both the audience and the Rotten Tomatoes thing are.
Dude, I'm telling you guys that, like, this, it was I wouldn't say it's slow burn. I was like into this movie the entire time and I was just going like, oh, but the end, I will not give this away, but the end throws you a little bit because it's like literally 10 seconds. The last 10 seconds, you're just like, what? Like that's how it ended. And I was like, what the fuck? Because then it makes you think about like, wait a second, like what the fuck was I just, something happens. And it's so subtle and you might think it's stupid, but I'm saying it kind of makes you think afterwards, like, so wait a second. Is this whole thing like something like, is it not what you think? Not a dream. It's not a dream. That's definitely not what it is. But what I'm trying to say is it was a fantastic movie, man. And like, it has that whole virus thing without being the generic, like everybody's puking sick and shit. Like it's like your loss of memory is a scary thing, dude. Especially when you're around people you love and you just don't recognize anybody. Like the dude was playing with his dog one day and he was just like, man, this dog is so cool, man. Whose dog is this? And they're like, that's your dog, man. You know? And he's like, oh, what? Like he had no.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
What? It's just, no way.
It's just cool. Man,
I got a dog. That's so cool.
Dude, check it out.
Well, then that worked out for him because he didn't know that was his cool dog. And then how it is.
Yeah. You got to be excited about his dog twice.
A lot of them would like have a picture collection on the side of their wall and it had like their wife, pictures of them together, their dog, their mother. And it would just have like the name, like Sarah, this is Blue, the dog, you know, or whatever. And they'd wake up and they'd be able to look at it and be like, okay, that's my wife. That's my dog, Blue. And like, they knew that they had it, but they can't remember
anything about it.
Yeah. It was.
See, that's where the Elon Musk brain chip is going to come in and cure everybody.
Yeah. Ban says it's British. I'm not watching. It's not like as British as you think it is. I think
it's not like they say, but
Come on now, little boy. It has Olivia Cooke, which I know she's in some stuff. She's pretty good though.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she was in.
I think that's what it is.
Insidious.
Oh, dude, check it out. I'm saying you guys should definitely watch it. It was very like interesting and kind of a new spin on the whole thing. I think that was a cool thing.
Yeah, it looks interesting. Sure. Have you guys watched Late Night with the Devil?
No.
No.
Is it a horror? That one just came out not too long ago, and it's very, very interesting. It's a horror film.
Okay.
But I'm just going to read it off of Rotten Tomatoes here. So Johnny Carson rival Jack Del Roy. So this is like a late night host, right? He's hosting the syndicated talk show called Night Owls.
Okay.
That has long been trusted companion to insomniacs around the world. However, ratings of the show were plummeting since the tragic death of Jack's beloved wife. Desperate to turn his fortunes around, on October 31st, 1977, Jack plans a Halloween special like no other, unaware that he is about to unleash evil into the living rooms of America. And bottom line is he sells his soul to the devil. Like, I'm not giving anything away, but that's pretty much what he does, is he makes this pact with the devil, and that's why it's called Late Night with the Devil.
Mm.
But shit gets wild on set live, and everybody in America is watching this. Well, at least the ones that are awake. And it does something to the people who watched it.
Oh.
And so it's, it looks very, very, like,
oh, you haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay. I thought you
were kind of, but that's why I'm like wondering, because it looks up your guys'
alley.
Does
it look cheesy? That's the one thing with this. Like, is it well done, or is it really cheesy?
Yeah. Dude, yes. And it has an 81% Rotten Tomatoes, 97% with the critics and all that stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, it looks really, really good.
It's called
good.
What?
It's
Late Night? Late Night with the Devil?
With the Devil?
Late Night with the Devil, yep.
Okay.
Ah.
The cover of it has like a guy with a suit and his head's on fire, ironically. Mm. We just got a guy who lit himself on fire. Mm. And it just came out.
I'm always down for some good movies.
I'm down, dude. I am too.
Yeah. So that's one that I was going to watch. I don't know about at night. I might get a little too scared to go to bed.
No, you always have to watch
it. I need to suck my thumb.
With the lights off.
The one thing is that one I was telling you about, Little Fish, that's one you could actually watch with your wife. You know what I'm saying? If your wife doesn't really care about like scary shit and all this gory shit, like it's actually.
Ash loves horror stuff.
Good. Yeah, I think my wife does not.
She loves watching like. Yeah, neither does my wife. We've watched all the Saw movies. Like, she loves them.
My daughter is actually my go-to. She's much more into. Oh, God. I mean, I have to. We don't let her watch the really gross shit. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, if I want to watch just like a cool little slasher film or something, like she'll be the one to watch it with me.
I think like the most horror I've ever watched with my kids is the Goosebumps series.
Wow.
Okay. Your kids are still young.
Yeah, they're pretty young. True.
Well, yeah. I mean, 10. I mean, Kingston's 10.
Oh, that's true.
But to be fair, I mean, Rose, you know, she'll be 12. And so she's.
That's true.
We didn't let her start watching until what in the past
a few months ago,
6 months,
yeah,
maybe. And like I said, we have to be very selective. Like I understand what freaks her out a little bit, you know. So I'm trying to find those, like, you know, like I said, she likes Scream. She really likes Scream. You know, I Know What You Did Last Summer. Like those kind of like campy, funny, like, you know. But yeah, like the extreme shit, like not happening, dude. You know what I mean?
Cabin Fever.
Well, she loves Leonardo DiCaprio. Okay. That is her fucking favorite actor now. And she just thinks he's, you know, especially old movies, Romeo and Juliet. She's like, oh, he's so cute. And I remember
you tell her to separate the actor from the activist?
She doesn't give a shit. She doesn't know anything about it. I'm not going to teach her that. But I'm saying Jill was always like, yeah, when I was younger, it was Leonardo DiCaprio. Everybody loved Leonardo. She's like, ew. Like, and she always thinks that because we're older, like, she's no way she's going to like this guy. So she watched Titanic and she was like, oh. He's kind of cute. Like, I mean, she just thinks he's cute.
Oh, boy.
But anyways, there are certain movies that we won't let her watch, right? She can't watch Wolf of Wall Street. It's not going to happen. She's not going to watch.
I still have never seen that.
Oh, it's so good, man. But the other one was what's the one where he gets attacked by the bear?
Oh, The Revenant.
Revenant. Not going to let her watch it. You know, there's certain things that we can't.
Just because the bear attack
the bear attack's weird. And there's.
I mean, they teach her things about bears.
Yeah. It's there's just
let her watch Inception, dude.
Ooh, great movie. Inception's good,
dude. I told her about it though. No, she would not. Fucking, I don't think she would get it at all.
Like, so that one's fell a pretty.
Inception's one of my favorite fucking movies.
She watched Shutter Island. You know, that was one that she watched recently, which is, you know, kind of, I guess, a little scary. But she really likes Romeo and Juliet. That's her jam right now. She watches that like once a week, and I'm like, okay. Whatever, dude. Wow. And I mean, he fucking kills himself, or she kills herself, and he.
Whatever happened to? Was it Clara Danes? Is that the?
I think
Clara Danes.
I feel like that's what
Clara
it is.
Clara Danes. Yeah.
I was actually.
Whatever happened to her?
I was talking to my wife about that very thing. I'm like, that girl was in a lot of movies, man. Like, she was in, like, at the time, she was in like a lot of movies, and she probably wouldn't
drink the juice.
Probably wouldn't drink the juice, man.
Mm.
She wouldn't fucking
the gold juice.
Yeah, she wouldn't lick a pussy, and so they just said no. You have to be a lesbian.
Sometimes you got to take a lick, you know?
Yeah. I think Billy Eilish.
If you wanted to stick.
All right.
If you want to stick around, you got to lick around, you know? Come on.
That's gross.
All right, guys. Good times. Good times, man. Lots of fun conversations.
Yeah, buddy.
Cheers to y'all. Cheers to you. Cheers to you, Greg, Chris, everybody. Enjoy your whatever day it is. I don't even know. What is it? Tuesday? Wednesday? Monday?
Whenever you listen to it.
I don't fucking know. Yeah, whenever you're. See you.
Later.
Peace.
The cat sat on the mat.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.